the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. KCNR1460.com if you'd like to jump into the chat room. And give us a call at 530-605-4567. Carl and Linda are off this morning, so this morning you have Trish Clark and...
Sharon Clark.
The Clarks, one with an E.
And one without. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Welcome to us together. It's been a little bit.
Well, it has. It's been 3 months since we were able to do the
Absolutely,
Clark Show.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was out covering the world, and you were here hanging in with Shasta County. I'm sure a bunch of stuff went on. Anything of major importance that I missed while I was gone, Sharon?
Oh, gosh. No. I've just been working. I followed you on Facebook and watched all your escapades.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it looked like you had a great time.
Well, you know, and that's funny about the Facebook, because I said when that all started with people doing that, I said, how silly is that? I mean, you're telling people that you're gone and all that stuff, and then here I was.
Yeah.
I mean,
checking in from places.
Putting
your pictures on there.
Well, as soon as I kind of called in on the radio show and told everybody that I was calling from North Carolina or wherever I was calling from, I thought, okay, so everybody's pretty much figured out I'm gone.
Yeah. I know. Well, I guess you do worry that people might, you know, go by your house and help themselves to something, but everything.
Yeah,
was fine.
I've refrained from, you know, when I was off on a trip up to Coos Bay a couple of weeks ago. We didn't put it on Facebook or anything. We waited till we got back to post all our pictures. Hey, I want to tell you the news this morning was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
And this morning we're going to have, it's 66 degrees in the downtown Reading studio right as we speak. We're looking for isolated showers and thunderstorms after 11 p.m. Partly sunny for the rest of the day and a high near 88 today. Tonight, we're looking for isolated showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a chance of showers at 20%, low around 65. On Friday, we're looking for a high near 94. Friday night, it's only going to cool down to 66. And on Saturday, we're looking at 97 and 99 on Sunday. It's going to finally get up there and maybe even get to the double digits. We've been lucky so far. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So,
you know, I continue to have fun telling people about that great trip, though, because I still think I'll do Facebook. It's kind of fun. We had... Between Mary's friends and my friends, we had several hundred people following us all over the United States.
And I think that there's so much, you know, negativity sometimes about social media, and what that's the perfect thing to use it for. Or, you know, I have all these friends, and I'm like, there's eighth grade graduation pictures and high school graduation pictures, and these are all people that you don't see in everyday life, but it's so amazing to go, oh my gosh, her son's already graduating from eighth grade, and, you know, you get to see all these things, and really that's what it's meant to be for, you know, is things like that, not the complaining about your life and da 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 da.
Yeah, there's got to be another place for kind of sharing how you feel from second to second all day long.
And what you ate and all of that. It's not Facebook anymore, but
yeah, and but I do enjoy it. I think, gosh, you know, when you as the longer you live, the more people in your life you lose track of. Mm-hmm. They move, you move, you change lifestyles, you change jobs, those things. What I've really enjoyed about Facebook is I've connected with girls that I, and guys that I haven't seen since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I found live here closer to me than I would have ever imagined. I've reconnected with all kinds of people, and you're right. It's great to see.
It is.
You know,
that's what it's meant to do. And I think that connection factor, you know, and the other, you know, great part for my age group is, you know, you can do invites to events and, you know, you have all your friends there and then it tracks all of it and you can see people can RSVP and, you know, post things there. And so it definitely has its place, but you know, about relationships and how you're doing in your relationships, you know, that to me, I don't put my personal business on
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I don't either. And I really kind of tell people, you know, more information than I needed.
You know, it's funny, Trish, because there was this funny little post that was going around like a month ago and it was a picture and it said, dirty laundry goes here. And it showed a laundry basket. It says not here, and it showed a Facebook logo. So do not put your dirty laundry on Facebook because that is not the appropriate place for it.
I like that. I like that a lot because I really, and I'm, you know, I've come slower to this whole new age of computers and everything, just because of probably where I'm at in my life. But I love it now that I'm really involved.
Oh, and I have
it.
Some clients that are just, you know, on their email and emailing with families and, you know, understanding that that's the way to connect with people. And, you know,
you want
so
to see pictures of your grandkids? They're not going to send them to you
yeah,
in the mail. Get on the line.
Email now.
Yeah, you're talking about not long after Facebook really started taking off, a friend of mine had his relationship ended and he just kind of, it was awkward.
Overshared.
Because, yeah, yeah. It was very, very uncomfortable and awkward. And me and my wife were going, this is really pushing out
you
a lot.
You almost feel like a voyeur in someone's life sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why there's this great button. It's not unfriend. It's unfollow. So if you unfollow somebody, they don't know. You're still their friend. You can still go to their page and see their stuff, but it doesn't show up in your feed. And I've had to unfollow people that constantly are like putting stuff on either super political or like all of the levels they get to on their games, post on my timeline.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can
turn
the
game thing.
Stuff
now,
off.
There's a thing. I will just shout out to all of my friends.
Quit inviting me to
stop
play.
Stop it.
I don't
do games.
That you put up a new barn and farm frontier.
Yeah.
Don't care. In the
Candy
great scheme
saga.
Of things, it means nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I know. I get those. And like you say, but they post other things. I must admit that there has been a couple of occasions where I've actually pushed the unfriend.
Oh, yeah, because you can learn a lot about somebody
on
Facebook and some of their belief systems. You're just like, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
You just got it. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. So.
Yeah. So, I do say I think that you're right. You know, one of the things, to jump back to what you said a minute ago, is when we first started the computer classes down at the Frontier Senior Center, I kind of thought, I don't know. I don't know a lot of the senior population that uses computers. And, of course, we're talking back now 15 years, ways back. Though we do the computer classes 4 to 5 days a week there, and most of what they're doing, they've all got tablets now, and they've got, they've got iPads or they've got Nooks or they've got whatever, and they've all got their little, then they come in, and our instructors are tremendous because if they don't know the answer, somebody else in the room does.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll research it and they get on and we've got all the equipment there. We've got, you know, up to date Mac and Microsoft and somebody with a tablet and an iPad and an iPhone, and they all know how to use them. And the interaction is just incredible in that class. And you're talking from 60 to 90.
Yes. It's amazing. And that, you know, I remember my grandfather getting his first computer, and this is a true story. He had installed something, and he calls me, and he's like, I've been looking at this and looking at this keyboard. Which one is the any key?
Yeah.
And I just wanted – and here's this man who literally, like, was this mover and shaker and dynamic and successful and just as you're trying to get your brain wrapped around such a new – you know, it way is. Of thinking. And I said, Grandpa, just hit the space bar. That's what I usually call the inner key, you know.
Yeah.
But I tried to say it in a way that he didn't feel so silly calling me with that. But, you know, I remember just handing my son an old cell phone when he was 9 that I wasn't going to use anymore. And at a dinner, and by the end of the dinner, he had it, the screen changed, the font changed, the color it rang, you know. And their brains, they've just been from such an early age.
Yeah.
And so it really does impress me when you see these seniors, you know, embracing this, because it's just such a new, you know, way of the brain mapping and thinking and connecting those synapses. And so it's really awesome.
It is. And actually, it's time to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And And welcome back, all you people out there in the North State. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
The Clarks, one with an E.
And one without.
We've got to practice that because we didn't get to do it for a couple of months.
I know, we've got to really hit that. People are going to be like complaining about our intro.
So anyway, I just want to throw out one final story. I have to laugh always when I, my previous life, and I've had two or three careers besides being a politician, but when I first got on the Board of Supervisors, I had been a paralegal. When I was working before I had my business. Mm-hmm. And so I was real good with a typewriter and a three-key adding machine or the 10-key adding machine. And I mean, even back to where I started this whole deal with, you know, the carbon paper. I mean, the big advancement right. as a legal secretary was you could actually photocopy stuff.
Right.
You wow. know, I mean, that was a way, oh my God, this is like rocket science here. So when I first got on the Board of Supervisors, they were going to put a computer in. They were still on Dawes.
Oh, wow.
Just barely. Just mm-hmm. coming out of it, just starting to introduce Windows into the thing. But most of the offices had Dawes in, and they were in the process of putting it in the board office. And I said, oh, God, no. Just give me a typewriter. I'm good with
Change
a typewriter.
Is not good. Yeah,
I just said it. By the time I figure out how to turn that thing on, I can have it type. Mm-hmm. You know, so they put the typewriter in there. I'm there for like, you know, 6-8 months or what have you. I was getting ready to open the Frontier Senior Center. And I had typed up this great speech, and it was like 5-6 pages long, and I'd been working on it for a while. And I had to make some changes to it the day of the thing. I took it in and I said, Carlene, could you possibly redo this for me? I want to change this and add this and blah, 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 blah. So I went back in later in the afternoon, and the next morning is when I need to give this speech, right? So I go back in, and Carlene hands me what some of us will remember, a floppy disk. Mm-hmm. And I said, where's my speech? She said, it's right here. And I said, okay. I'm going to have a hard time reading that. That was how she said, yeah, but you're going to have to take it into your computer and plug it in and print it. And then the next time you want to change something, you can cut and paste.
Yeah, it's so
easy. And you don't have to retype 6 pages, Trish.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was kind of my introduction to it. And I decided, okay. And I went from there. And they did put Windows in, and I kind of self-taught myself. I'm so glad I drugged myself kicking and screaming. But I was thank Carlene for that.
Well, as you guys know, I do Boomer Tech Radio on Saturday and Sunday here. The show was actually inspired during a road trip when I had stopped off at Harris Ranch. And this was about 2005. I think, yeah, about two. No, it had to be a little later than that because it was when the iPhone had first come out.
Okay.
And it was the big novelty thing. I'm sitting there at Harris Ranch watching an 85-year-old guy, had to be 85 at least, using an iPhone. And I said, you know, there's a story there. The journalist in me said, there is a story there. If this gentleman can reach out and embrace that technology and make it part of his life, then there's a story there. And that's how Boomer Tech, which focuses on technology from the viewpoint of the baby boomers and even older, was inspired. And so for the last 6 years now on KCNR, that's what we bring you is the stories that strike my viewpoint, not the one of somebody who just got out of college.
Right. And it's great. For those of you who aren't listening to this, if you want to know about oh, gosh, just anything. Because, I mean, I get into things with hooking up stuff around the house or I don't have quite a strong enough Wi-Fi system or Wi-Fi signal in my dining room or what have you. And I was listening one morning, actually, and they were talking about, oh, yeah, but you can get a booster thing.
A Wi-Fi extender.
A Wi-Fi extender. And I went, wow, cool.
Who knew?
I mean, who knew? So, really, if you're not listening to that show, which is
Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2 on Saturday, and then we do a replay Sunday night.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really good information, and they'll answer your question and tell you how to get there and where to go to find out all these fun little things you're trying to do with all this technology.
And, Bob, we were talking on the break a little bit about Windows 10, and why don't you jump in with that tip real quick?
For those of you who have wept, suffered, and threatened to throw your expensive hardware out into the street to be run over by the next passing truck.
With Windows 8.
With Windows 8, yes. The attempt to turn a perfectly good PC into an oversized smartphone. There is hope on the horizon. The folks in Redmond actually paid attention to the consumer.
Hello. Drum roll.
And basically said, okay, we're bringing back the start button. We're letting you get to your programs without having to hunt through all these tiles, without having to find, you know, we're grouping things in a logical fashion for those who have been using computers for several years, but still giving you the power of doing gesture-based operations and things like that. If you have the hardware for it. But the fundamental keyboard-mouse combination, and also Windows 10 is going to be bringing us a lot more integration with the Cortana Personal Assistant. Now, Cortana is going to make Siri look like a babbling idiot.
Wow, okay.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
You're going to be able to, and this is a boon for people with mobility impairments. Hello, Sharon, who maybe have their fingers have gotten a little arthritic and they can't type and they can't move the mouse as readily. Cortana is integrated with the, well, for last, even right now with my Google phone, I was showing a friend of mine my Android smartphone. And I said, it's the context. I picked up the phone. And I said, where's the nearest Wells Fargo bank? And within about 3 seconds, the answer was up on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of power that Windows 10 and similar operating systems
wow.
are going to bring to people who face these challenges. No longer do you have to phrase, you know, you're not going to get syntax error, at least.
Right.
Now, sometimes
right.
you'll get a hilarious result. But for the most part, it's going to really empower people to more personally connect with their computer as they would connect with a person, because that's a question you would just ask a person on the street. Where's the nearest Wells Fargo bank? And based on that sentence, the GPS in my phone said, okay, this is where you are, pulled up a map, identified Wells Fargo, and then said, okay, there it is. Would you like directions?
Yeah, that's great.
Do you know, and we found that, speaking of the trip that my friend Mary Mooney and I just got back from, you know, 7 weeks, 10,000 miles, 28 states. We had all kinds of questions as we're driving along. And I know a lot of times I would call, I'll call my son and I'll have a mechanical question or something that I'm just not clear on and that I need him. And he'll turn around and ask his computer. He'll Google it. And so over time I've kind of gotten it. So as we're driving along and I do most of the driving and I'd have a question and I'd say, Mary, she'd say, I have no clue. And I said, yeah, but I know, but ask the iPad or ask the iPhone. It is absolutely amazing, the information. I mean, I had a question about I bought a really pretty Black Hills gold ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a mystic sapphire in it, which was really, really pretty. A mystic topaz. And then as you're driving along in the middle of nowhere, and I had in my mind what other kind of topazes, because I have two other topaz stone mm-hmm. rings. And I said, I can't think of the names of them. So she went in and sure enough,
started
listening. And so, I'm just saying, there's so many other applications to the phones and the iPads and the computers that are out there. Great information.
Well, yeah, I have a friend who was just moving, and we're packing up her den, and there's all these encyclopedias. And she's like, what am I going to do with these encyclopedias? I mean, who should I donate them? What do I do with encyclopedias? And I'm like, you know, that's so funny. Like, I remember my grandparents buying us a set of encyclopedias. That was an expensive present.
Well, hang on to them, because they do have their uses, just like I have a collection of vinyl. And I'm getting people who say, yeah, but I don't want the NSA. I don't want the government. I don't want them tracking me with the black helicopters and all. Okay, don't take it. Don't use the technology then.
Yeah.
But and there is a certain trade-off, and there is a certain risk, but being informed and not hiding from it is the best defense.
Exactly.
Because
prepare
there's cameras
yourself.
Everywhere, there's satellites, you name it.
Yeah, and you can do things to back up. You can use products that'll back up your system so you don't lose everything. You can use products so that you're safe and secure and notified if somebody's tapping into your history doing anything about you. Take advantage of all of those things, but then go ahead and use it. But let's jump back to the books, because I can't let that go, because I am a huge believer in libraries, and I'm talking about libraries for the sake of a book. I am still, and I do a ton of reading. We were talking about that earlier before we started, because I'm not much of a TV watcher. If I'm watching TV, I'm probably watching a movie. I'm watching something I recorded. I'm watching something of my choice. I am not watching reality TV. I am not watching the news because it's so just bigoted and so focused in a direction that I'm not interested in. But I use that system to watch what I do enjoy. Having said that, they're in the process of rewriting our history. And so those encyclopedias that actually tell it like it is, that talk about World War I and World War II and don't make us the bad guys all the way through it, that really tell about the American Indian and the true perspective, come on, hang on to those books, ladies and gentlemen, because if you pick up a grade school book now where they're teaching in, you know, with all of their political correct interpretations changes – I'm going to tell you that even nursery rhymes, for heaven's sakes. I mean, they've politically corrected up nursery rhymes to the perfect place where I can hardly read to a small child now because I'm stumbling over the words.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. That's a really good point. And, you know, I do also really enjoy a book. Like, I have the e-reader and the Nook and that kind of stuff.
But I have an announcement to make, and we're going to be announcing this throughout the rest of the morning. Tonight's Colt 45's game, as well as Friday and Saturday nights, have been canceled. And the reason is that the team that they were playing tonight has had a tragic death on their team.
No.
Key player, I think Carl said two players were killed. And the team they're playing tonight, and I don't have that information in front of me, has canceled the rest of their season as a result. So there will be no Colt 45's game tonight, Friday or Saturday here on KCNR, and we will advise you, of course, on the latest updates to that schedule, but we do want to get that information out.
And the thoughts and prayers from the
yes,
North State
absolutely.
And from the Reading community go out to that team and the loved ones of the person they've lost. And with that, we'll take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It is 7:34, and this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professional NRA instructors will provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And again, this is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark.
The Clarks, with one with an E.
And one without. And both in orange today.
Yeah, and both in orange today, we're brightening it up in here. Yeah. And we're joined in the studio right now with some delightful young people from the Reading Dance Center. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
So tell us what's happening with you guys.
So June 13th, which is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, we are going to be having our annual show. This year it is going to be the Snow Queen, which is going to be a full-length ballet. And that will be the second half of the show. The first half of the show is called Dance With Me, and that's where you get to catch on the jazz and tap and modern style dances. And so that's June 13th. We're going to have two shows, one at 1 o'clock and then an evening show at 7.
Fantastic.
And that's at the Reading Civic?
That is at the Civic Auditorium.
Reading Civic Auditorium. Where can they get tickets for this?
You can get tickets at the Civic Auditorium, or you can come by Reading Dance Center. We're selling them there as well.
So which one of you girls wants to tell me what this show is kind of about and what your part is?
So if you're a fan of Frozen, this is actually based off of Frozen. The Snow Queen is essentially, Snow Queen comes in, she... help me out with this. You know about it too.
So in Frozen, Frozen was based on the Snow Queen. And the Snow Queen comes in and she freezes everything. And so you have this wintry wonderland, but it's not all good. And so then my character, Kay, gets kidnapped by the Snow Queen. And then the heroine of the story, who's not here, comes and she actually rescues me. So it's kind of a backwards fairy tale.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And your role is?
So my character actually helps the female lead. Her name is Gerda, and my character is a robber girl, and so she kind of directs Gerda to where Kay is located and being kidnapped by the Snow Queen. So we have a little fun miming part where we get to kind of trade a crow and a reindeer together, and we have the crow here today, so she can kind of tell you about that.
Okay, and your name is?
My name's Lindsay. I'm the crow, and I
You don't look like a crow.
She's a very attractive crow. Well, she has kind of a raven thing about
her. Yes, yes.
But I also direct Gerda towards Kay. I do it first before the robber girl does, so I lead her to the robber girl, and then we're all together.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And are you all from Reading area?
Yeah.
And how long have you all been dancing?
I've been dancing for 13 years.
And what about the other two of you?
So I started when I was 16, and now I've been dancing over 10 years, so you guys can do the math.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've been trying to do the math in my head. I started when I was 3, so I want to say, 17 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, what a great family event, then, to bring your children out to, your little girls, little boys, because I know Frozen has just been...
Yeah, Frozen's been
crazy.
All the rage these last couple of years, so come out and see the Snow Queen.
Gosh, I think I'm not spending enough time with my grandkids because I'm not real familiar with that, so I'll have to...
It's a Disney movie.
So
in your performance, you'll have... What types of dance will we be seeing?
So the first half of the show, we call it Dance With Me is the title of it, and that's going to be your jazz, modern, and tap styles, and so there's just a variety show. And then you'll go to an intermission, and the second half is going to be a full-length ballet.
Okay.
And
how young are the youngest dancers?
So 3, 4. I think 4 is the youngest age, and then we go all the way up to adults. So.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds like a super event.
So one more time, we're at the Reading Civic Auditorium on June 13th. It's the Snow Queen And put on by the Reading Dance Center.
Yes, it
thank
is.
Thank you all for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks.
All right, break a leg. They say that to dancers?
Break a leg? That sounds bad.
You say mared is actually mared. The dancer term.
Oh, okay, mared.
Okay. Well, we learned something today.
Okay, thanks
I'm
very much for coming by.
I'm a little rusty on my French. We'll just leave it right there.
Thank you. Okay, so, God, what a great looking
group.
It is,
you know, and I love seeing young people. You know, my daughter was very into dance growing up, and this is the kind of activity that when you want your kid going down the right path, keep them busy, keep them invested in things in the community, keep them doing wonderful things like music and dance and theater, and, you know, there's less time to do other things they shouldn't be doing.
So. Well, that's exactly right, and let me just throw out here that it – dance. Learn to dance. Teach your young man how to dance.
Well, he started at 16.
Exactly.
How amazing is that? A ballet at 16. You know, well, you don't hear that every day. So.
Well, as you grow through life and what have you, dancing is really good exercise. It's really good entertainment. And I'm just here to say that guys that want to dance are slim and few.
Oh, yeah, and
grow.
What woman doesn't want a man to take her out and twirl her around the dance floor? I mean, that's just,
exactly.
I don't care how old you are. You know?
That's exactly right. I encourage you to teach your young man how to dance. You go any place now, and I don't care what age group you're at, it's to the point now where you go into any of the places where they're doing any kind of dancing, whether it's dancing for my age group, your age group, younger, or what have you, mostly are women dancing without guys. What's up with that, Jared?
I don't know. It's chivalry is, you know, gone south. I don't know.
I'm the old school. I love to dance. I'd rather dance than eat. However, having said that, I want to dance with a guy. I don't want to dance with all
you don't
girls.
Want to take me out and I'll lead.
No, I mean.
It just loses some of its allure, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Bob, you dance.
She was going to wear her poodle skirt.
Bob, you dance.
Badly.
But do you dance?
It's been a while, but yes.
You
I've
would?
Been,
if
I
you
have
do like
known.
A ballroom dance, or are you talking like a shimmy? Like, what kind of dance are you doing?
I do a quasi-shuffle white guy thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm just telling you guys out there, and you women, and you as you're raising your kids, by golly, teach your young men to dance. It's important. They'll become a hot item in the circus.
Dancing with the Stars will not be calling me anytime.
You know, it's awesome when you're at a wedding and you see the bride and groom do their first dance and they've taken a lesson and then they have this amazing, you know, time together. I mean, that's pretty cool. So.
You know, when I was in grade school, actually, I went to a parochial school in Idaho, a Catholic school, and we actually had dance lessons. The eighth grade, they taught us ballroom dancing. Which I thought was cool, and all the guys learned.
That's not there anymore. In fact, you know, it's hard enough. They have dance classes, but then you got to find a partner. And,
I know.
You know, make some
I know. Well, just we'll put the word out there on the street. If you like to dance, I'm your girl.
Yeah.
Give me a call. No, it is fun because I go out with my girlfriends sometimes, and then and out at the Elks Lodge and a lot of places they have music and they have dancing, but it's a lot of the girls standing up and dancing, and I have a hard time with that.
What is up with the Elks Lodge too? I know there's a lot. I have people in my age group in their mid 40s joining the Elks now.
Well, because it's a happening place,
yeah,
you know.
Like
the
what is the story there?
Well, I don't know, but you know, it's funny because I joined the Elks just recently, and I know a lot of the members of the Elks Lodge and what have you, and had been going out there with somebody I was dating from, mm-hmm. But they have a lot going on. They have bocce ball, and they have dancing, and they have food, and they have camaraderie, and I joined it because of my RV.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to take long trips, but I don't take it'll sit for a couple, 3 months. Well, that's a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drive it once a month because I know it's an engine, and it has to start, and the oil has to go through it. So those who live in Anderson know that about once a month they see me doing my errands in my motorhome.
Yeah.
I go to the grocery store, I go to the bank, I go down to the senior center, I go around town, and I just drive my motorhome for a day just so that the oil gets in it, and the tires get moved around, mm-hmm. and what have you, which is a good thing. Having said that, but the RV club with the Elks, huge club. So many people belong to it. I can't believe every time I go to a meeting, I'm running into people. Virginia Webster and her husband. You remember Virginia from Shasta Senior Nutrition. They've just joined, and so they're going to be joining us. It's an age group from 50s up. The membership of the Elks, a lot of people your age are joining, but they've got some good dance groups coming out there. They've got some fun stuff going on. A lot of opportunities for getting involved in the community, a lot of family-orientated kind of activities, Easter egg hunts. The Reading Fire Department was out there last week barbecuing and doing a thing with there. We're just doing an ad here for the Elks Lodge.
Like there's not a huge time commitment. Like a lot of, I think there's this, you know, thought process that you're joining the Elks and you're having to go to meetings and do things, but really you're not. It's like a dues, and then you get to use the facility. And
you can do as little or as much as you want are some really good ideas. I mean, they do the Purple Pig thing where they're donations. They have some great charities. You can be as involved as you want to or as little as you want to. But it's a great place for camaraderie.
It's really been coming up a lot lately in my life, so that's really interesting. So I may look at that.
I would encourage you, if you want to join, let me be your sponsor. Okay. I'd love to bring a member in because I'm just really enjoying it. It's a fun way to interact with people and meet. And one of the things they discourage is trying to use it as a base to build your business, but it just happens.
Right. There's natural marketing just because you're visiting. But,
exactly. Yeah. And that's the part I like about it. You don't go out there and get inundated and beat to death with politics or religion or anything, but there's a little bit of conversation about whatever you want to talk about.
That's awesome.
So, all right. So do we need to take a break here? I think we do, and we'll be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. 222-2750. It's a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. They'll work on your watch, too, at Four Winds Jewelry.
Once upon a midnight TV, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like your name showed just with a parting gift. I cannot believe my eyes.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to North Star Radio, or North Star Radio. God, you got me going now. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
I'm sorry.
We were having a moment about saying things over the air, and darn if I didn't just really mess up. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Oh my gosh, that was too funny. So we do have, so in the 8 o'clock hour, we do have a few guests coming.
We do. We have Jeff Kaiser from the City of Anderson, city manager, who's going to bring, I believe, the promoter or the person who's heading up the Mosquito Serenade down in Anderson, which is starting the longest running concert series in Shasta County. And they're starting up again on Wednesday night. So we're going to have Jeff come in and tell us about that schedule.
Awesome.
And what's coming up.
Sounds fun.
And then at 8:30,
we're going to have the wonderful staff of Healthy Living at Home, and they're going to stop in. It's a new home care agency for medical care at home, and they're going to chat with us about their programs and what Medicare will cover as people age and need some assistance living at home, which segues right into what Home Helpers does as well. So
exactly,
we'll be doing a little bit of light education and a little bit of heavier education.
Well, and all about living a happier, more healthy life and enjoying what the North State has to offer.
And I'll tell you, that Mosquito Serenade, one of the things when I first moved to Reading back in 2000 that I got hooked up with real early on was how fun of an event that was. And my kids at that point were, you know, 6 and 10. And what a great family evening. Take some sodas down there and sit out on some blankets, and the kids would run around and with their little friends and dance in front of the stage, and the music was fun and the atmosphere was nice and safe and for a family. And you know, it's definitely, if you haven't gone and experienced that, I would highly recommend it.
Do you know, and that's one of those long living things, because we started that back in the 80s, 1980s, and it was a Marge and Harry Sipple were came to town about the same time that Bob and I moved here. He was the Parks and Recreation manager at that time, and Harry and his wife were the ones that originally kind of started that up. And I love the fact that it's still is free to the public, and you're still walking around, and they've got a donation basket that they walk through the crowd, and everybody donates, and the businesses are now involved in sponsoring the bands. But
yeah, it's definitely, I think, just a long-running, amazing family evening. The atmosphere is so beautiful down there in the park. You know, and it's just it's a wonderful, wonderful family activity and a free activity, like you said. And so, you know, for folks that want to get out, is it Wednesday night still?
Wednesday night, yeah. Still. So yeah,
we'll find out some more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. So
we absolutely will. We absolutely will. So what? What else can we talk about this morning? I don't know. Well, let's go back and jump into some of the stuff that I learned on my trip. I'm still having such fun talking about that trip. And
did you learn you still liked the best friend that you went on the trip with?
Yes. And it's
not, you can't always travel with everybody, right?
Well, oh gosh. You know, I would say that that's probably one of the questions people ask me the most often is how do you, I mean, it's, you know, when you're married and you love that person, and so even though they irritate you from time to time, you're married
to
them, and you've got,
and
you've got a, you know, you've got an investment there that you've learned to live with them. So it's kind of easy, but that's a pretty close environment for two friends to remain friends for seven weeks. And you know, Mary and I, it's kind of interesting because we don't actually spend that much time together here in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. She's very involved. She's an artist. She does her daughter has a glass studio down in Anderson, making glass, and they do all kinds of stained glass things and beautiful work, by the way. If you're into stained glass or ceramics or pottery, that's a great place to go visit, making glass down in Anderson. But anyway, so Mary's very involved in that. Very artistic. She does all kinds of things. And I rarely see her. I mean, once in a while we see each other at Mass on Saturday, and that's about it. But we get in the motorhome, and here we are just like 24/7 for 7 weeks.
Right, right.
And you know, I think it works. It works for a couple of reasons. Neither one of us are morning people.
And that's important to and you don't always think to ask those questions too before you travel with somebody.
No, but I mean, I can't think of anything that needs really seriously to be said on a general rule in early in the morning before like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Before the second cup kicks in.
Yeah, exactly. And so I've pretty much been that way my entire life. How I get up and do this radio show is like, absolutely beyond
and
me.
And it is like, it is tough for me too, because I'm, you know, in my office by 9, but I try not to have appointments that early. I would prefer to have appointments, you know, 10 o'clock is the earliest, to be on my A game and completely, like, with it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My boss, and I, as I said, I was a paralegal for many years, and I mean, I showed up at work, and I was at my desk and the whole deal, but he'd come up, like, about 9:45. See, can we talk now?
Yes, like, let me get acclimated here.
Would you, you know, yeah, because that's just how I am. But anyway, I think that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. So we don't bore each other to death in the morning with conversation, and we don't feel a need to talk. Mm-hmm. Unless there's really something to say, although we're both very social. Mm-hmm. The second thing is I think, you know, you life is short. Is that a mountain you really want to die
right
on? So you kind of float. Sometimes mm-hmm. she says things that irritate me, or I say things that irritate her, or something happens, you know. We've kind of got like a 10-minute rule. Mm-hmm. If it really is bugging you, get it off your chest and then get over it.
Yes, absolutely.
And it works. So, I mean, and she's a lovely person. She really is. I mean, everybody that knows Mary Mooney is she's just a really friendly, nice person to get along. Probably easier to get along with than I am.
I have a really great best friend, Brenda, and we travel so great together, too. And when we're out of town, one day we'll wake up and go, let's just go out in yoga pants and not really shower yet, and we'll just go and have breakfast, and then we'll shower later and go out to a nice dinner. And, like, all of our ideas totally line up. You know, what we want to do, what restaurants we want to go to, what mood we're in that day. And it's just, it's amazing. You
it's
know?
It's really.
It doesn't always happen, you know, when you click with people like that.
So. Well, and not only that, you know, they can still be really good friends, and you can't really travel that way with
right
them. I have other friends that I travel really well with if we're doing, let's say, a 3-week trip to Europe in a hotel or something like mm-hmm. that. And other people that I have lots of fun with.
Right, to share space with people.
To going
yes
out. But to actually, the motorhome is a real, I mean, that's pretty darn.
That's a test of any relationship.
It absolutely is, and I'm just amazed that we do real well with it. So I'm blessed, because that could have been a catastrophe. I love that kind of traveling. My husband
had
and
you guys
I
ever done that kind of
no
trip
I didn't, and in fact I didn't even know Mary. Well, we had not our first trip, but I actually met Mary right after my husband passed away, and her husband had just passed away. She was a mutual friend of mine from Quincy,
okay,
and had just moved over here. We met through Soroptimist. I was a founding member of Anderson's Soroptimist, and Mary joined that group, and we got over. And just kind of by fluke, we decided, she mentioned one day, boy, she'd love to travel, and I had just bought the motorhome, and the person that was supposed to go with me had to cancel on a trip, and that was a conversation.
Right.
And she said, well, gosh, I would like to go sometime. Called her the next day. We went on a trip up to Brookings, and we've been traveling together now for, what, 7-8 years, and we've put 40,000 miles on a motorhome.
The widow's on the road. There you go.
Yeah, right? Well, actually, we've played around with the whole cougar thing.
Okay.
Trying to think of a sign.
Right, okay, I'll work
the,
on that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for okay the back of the thing yeah that isn't just too in your face, but kind of, you know.
Right.
I know.
We'll figure out.
Well, actually, when we were on the trip, one of the things I posted on Facebook that we had a lot of fun with was this sign, and it was the name of a business, and it was called Cougar Country, and underneath of it said Help Wanted.
There you go.
And so I took a picture of that and put it on Facebook and said that Mary and I had both applied there, but
we're still waiting to hear back.
We're still waiting to hear back.
Well, I'll think of a name for you guys, because the creative juices aren't totally flowing for me yet. It's only 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
We'll think on that.
Do you know what fun it is, though, too? And I want to just say about that trip, I love traveling and has been a life goal and a big thing on my bucket list. Kind of put it off over the years and did some traveling, you know, hunting and fishing and had one trip to Europe. I've been so blessed the last 8-9 years, because I've been to Europe twice, and I've been now in every state of the United States except Rhode Island.
Which is a great one to hit at some point, right?
I think it is, but yeah. After we got stuck on the, or we ended up going across the George Washington Bridge in New York City, towing from the lower level to the big level, or to the high level, and that was really a traumatic experience. And in order for me to get to Rhode Island from where I had to go back through that awful traffic, and I kind of said that'll be a future trip.
Right.
I'm getting off of this main, you know, in the middle of the intersection kind of, good God, there's so many cars, narrow roads. And so we kind of then took to the back roads for up to into Maine and what have you. And I just said, Rhode Island next.
You'll make your way back.
I'm told it's easy to miss.
It is. It's kind of in there, and you gotta hit a bunch of other states. I think that was a really fascinating thing. Here, it'll take you, a day to drive across California. I mean, you know.
Right.
And you can go through four states in 20 minutes back there.
I remember a man coming up to speak at an event I was at one time, and he goes, I've been on the road for 10 hours, and I'm still in California.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back on the other side after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The FBI says a knife-wielding man killed by terror investigators had planned to behead an unidentified victim, then changed his mind and said he wanted to kill police officers. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans was asked on NBC's Today Show about the possibility that Usama Rahim had desire to kill activist Pamela Geller.
We were monitoring all potential targets, and there was some mention of that name, but, you know, we were focused locally here. He had local roots, so our concern was what he could do here, especially here in the city of Boston.
Usama Rahim was killed on Tuesday after authorities say he lunged at investigators who had approached him to ask some questions. High-ranking members of Greece's governing radical left Syriza party say they cannot accept a deal proposed by the country's creditors when it comes to paying back their bailout loans. Syriza lawmaker Costa Lapavitsos.
The lenders want policies to be applied which are consistent with the rest of the Eurozone. That's the logic of the Eurozone, which means austerity.
And, of course, Greece still trying to hammer out some kind of a compromise for paying back its loans to the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and the International Monetary Fund. A lost hiker who spent 3 days without food or water in the Arizona wilderness was in critical condition when rescuers found him. Department of Public Safety experts stressed that it can be very dangerous in that part of the country.
You get 30 miles outside of a metropolitan area, you're in some very rugged and unforgiving terrain. And it doesn't take long if you haven't planned, if you don't have a thorough plan in place, if that one thing you forgot about, and only one thing, it turns into a life or death situation.
That's public safety rescue pilot Ken Twigg, who spoke to KSAZ TV. The 58-year-old hiker was found and hospitalized. He's since been released. But Wall Street has been a mixed bag so far. Slow going for the major indexes. The Dow right now down by about 101 points. And this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Clean up with deals on top-quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy-to-install click strand bamboo for $249. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Minimum wage earnings in Los Angeles may be going up.
The L.A. City Council has voted 13-1 to raise the wage to $15 an hour by 2020, but a second vote is required. The ordinance, tentatively approved Wednesday, has the backing of Mayor Eric Garcetti. The final vote to be taken June 10th. It's required because Wednesday's action was not unanimous.
That is SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The International Monetary Fund, meanwhile, is downgrading its outlook for the U.S. economy this year and says that the Federal Reserve should wait until the first half of 2016 to start raising short-term interest rates. The IMF predicts that the U.S. economy will grow 2.4% this year. That is down from its April forecast of a growth rate of 3.1%. It says America's momentum was sapped in recent months by harsh winter weather and a strong dollar that has hurt U.S. exporters. This is SRN News. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a bird flu vaccine does not work well enough to be approved for emergency use.
The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the current vaccine is not well matched against the H5N2 virus and doesn't provide enough protection. It says the vaccine offers just 60% effectiveness in chickens, leaving 4 in 10 birds unprotected, while the vaccine's effectiveness in turkeys is still being studied.
That's SRN's Keith Peters reporting. The White House is warning that the U.S. Supreme Court could turn the country's health care system upside down. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says that the Obama administration remains confident it will win the court case on health care subsidies, but he says an adverse ruling in the case could spell trouble. He says that the president does not have any contingency plans and that any remedy could be more difficult to implement than many people foresee. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And it's 74 degrees in downtown Reading at our studios. We're looking for isolated showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. this morning, partly sunny with a high around 88 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. On Friday, we're looking for a high around 90 degrees into the 99 area on Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like we've got a good chance of maybe finally reaching that triple-digit kind of stuff. It's our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they get veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
Yes, well, it is June, and triple digits are definitely the norm. We want to make an announcement that due to a tragic death on the visiting team, there will be no Colt 45s baseball tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday night. Once again, the game series for tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday is canceled. There was a death on the visiting team, and they have shut down their season, so the Colt 45s will be dark for the next three nights, and we will certainly send out condolences to the families for their loss. So if you're not going to be doing baseball tonight, if you're not going to be sitting at home listening to it on KCNR, what might you do? Well, you might consider going down to Wind River Casino. Indeed. Linda Bott and the Bluebirds at the Elements Lounge. They'll be there from 7 to 9, dining, drinking, dancing the night away at Elements Lounge, Wind River Casino. You want to get a reservation by calling 243-3377. Go see our very own Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds with Linda Bott at Wind River Casino's Elements Lounge tonight.
And if you people have not taken advantage of that venue and have not been out there to witness this, it's like the cabaret dance places and halls and places that they used to have the piano bars. It's this grand atmosphere.
Linda's just amazing.
She is amazing. You can dance. You can have a wonderful dinner, chat with your friends. And they have cigar rolling out there tonight. Some guy coming in doing these fantastic cigar rolls, and then you can go outside. So that's a great thing coming up this evening. We're joined now in the studio by the city manager from the city of Anderson, the best little city in Northern California. I happen to come from Anderson, so I can say that. Jeff Kaiser. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And he has with him John Thompson.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. And we're going to talk about our favorite music series, The Mosquito Serenade. John, what's happening?
Well, The Mosquito is back, and we're back with just, I believe, a great season and a great team of leadership. We're going to have great bands coming down. And I'm just excited because it feels like a new season is almost beginning, of a new era, so to speak, of the Mosquito Serenade. In the last few years, Jeff and I have been working to make it as fun and amazing as it's been. People go down there, dance, and enjoy an evening. But this year, I just feel like this is the start of moving in a direction of bringing more bands from out of the area, bringing talent that we haven't seen before, and growing this maybe for the next 3 years. And, I kind of have a three-year look at this, into a venue where people go, I got to play there. And bands decide they got to stop on the way up I-5. I just got to stop there and play that Mosquito gig,
Oh, perfect.
And so we're reaching out to some new bands. We're reaching out to some new promoters. And we're just looking for new, fresh blood as far as sponsors and feel without losing what it's always been. It's always been a family-friendly, Americana-style event, and people love that. And in the last few years, we've, maybe drifted a little bit from where that has been, but we're going back there and bringing in some voices that were part of shaping it in the original days. And, Jeff, maybe you can say more because we've talked with some of the key figures from the past.
I just want to throw in here that I'm glad to see the Mosquito back. I was one of those that was like, what are you doing?
Did the name change for a while?
Summer Serenade Series, give me a break.
Well, I don't think anyone quit ever saying Mosquito, did they?
No.
As far as the locals. Yeah.
The Mosquito never goes away at Anderson.
You know, what's interesting is when I first moved to this area, I heard about this concert series, but I'd come from a place where we had too many mosquitoes, and I did not want to spend an evening with mosquitoes. And then there came this moment where a cowboy in a cowboy hat came up to me. My band was playing out in the street, and he said, "You have a nice sound system. We have just upgraded this amphitheater with $250,000, and it's beautiful. We need a new sound company. Can you be that?" And I'm like, no, I have a day job. I don't do that. He said, "No, seriously, you take me serious." And so the next thing I know, we're being hired to be a sound company, and I have to be down there with the mosquitoes.
And there aren't mosquitoes.
And the funny thing is, like 2 years into it, I realized I don't think I've been bit once. is beautiful.
We have this marvelous river running through Shasta County, and there are so few venues advantage of it.
It is really sad.
Give me a break.
Concerts.
Yeah, but we're trying to do more in Anderson. We've put money into that amphitheater. We've got first-class sound. In fact, I think, John also owns Net Sound. I think we have the best sound in Shasta County at that venue. We're working to have the best entertainment. Mm. So Wednesday evening, starting at 5:30, we have opening acts, the main act at 7. We have a handful of vendors down there, too. So if you want to, get a little food on the way, that'll be there, too. But, great family event, all kinds of people, all ages. And come dance, come people watch, come sit at the river. It's always cooler at the river, even on a hot night.
Absolutely.
We are in Anderson trying to take advantage of Anderson River Park and what it can provide to the people. And it's important to know this is a regional event. People come from all over the area that night and have for years. This is our 34th year. And all started with a Parks and Rec director 34 years ago, Harry Sipple, picking his banjo. And it's growing from that. And we're very proud of what we have going on down there.
And what kind of genres of music are you guys have in store for people this year? Like all over the map?
Of course.
Yes.
As usual.
Yeah.
So give us some highlights.
Yeah, we've kind of gotten to know the crowd that comes out and what they hope to hear. And this year we're starting out with Decades. And they have quite a following up here. They play all the music from What is it? Chuck Perry to Katy Perry.
Oh, wow. So through the decades,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're a great group.
And they are going to be starting out. The next week we have Groove Thang, and they're coming in from Sacramento. And they're going to be playing some groove and some funk. Then Mumblefinger, who's just a great artist from the Red Bluff area. And he can play the funk and some laid-back rock. Then moving more toward, I think, more of the country sound, we through July have Tennessee River. We have the Lindsey Thomas Band, Silverbridge, and Chad Bushnell, all from around this area. Mm-hmm. Amanda Ply will be coming up. She's a songwriter. And then the last two will be Savannah Blue and Pickleback Shine. And Pickleback Shine's a great country act, and they will get the dance floor hopping. You should show up early to that one.
But let's go back and talk about July 3rd, because one of the things we're doing is we're partnering with what else is going on. So July 3rd is Anderson Explodes. We're moving our venue that week to the fairgrounds with Anderson Explodes. John's going to set the stage up under Barn B, and we're going to play to the whole grass area prior to the fireworks happening. So
fantastic.
We are going to pack that area. We're going to provide them an awesome free show. We've got an awesome opener, and we've even got an 11-year-old surprise for people in between there that's going to do a little singing, too.
And fantastic. And then, of course, we go into the best fireworks show in Shasta County, and that's July 3rd.
And that's going to be bigger and better than it was last year.
Bigger and better ever. Yeah.
And important thing, this is a free event in Anderson.
Yes, it is. And great venue again, so we've got the band and the whole thing and probably some stuff going on earlier in the day. So another really family-orientated get the family out and enjoy the whole day.
Yeah, we've tried to keep an eye on who we're inviting as openers, and make sure that the talent is solid, make sure that it's local, make sure it's something that people that show up early would want to hear rather than just a filler. Those that are closing, the headliners, we've also kind of picked through those. That whole schedule was set, and then we did tweak it a little bit based on what we know the crowd to expect. And keeping it very Americana and keeping it family-friendly.
That sounds so enjoyable.
It's going to be great.
It sounds great. And if anyone listening hasn't been out and taken advantage of this, you can take your beer and a couple beer in your ice chest, take your blanket down there, spread it out. And, a lot of these, and I've been down there with my kids, the kids love it all the way to your own parents in their 60s or 70s. What a great family night.
You bring your own lawn chairs or blankets so that you can sit. There's a great gazebo area, and the great thing about it is with the new area, people can be up and dancing, and everybody can be doing their thing, and that doesn't ruin it for everybody else with people standing up in front of you because they're at a way lower level.
Exactly.
I mean, one of my great complaints about these venues is I buy a ticket or I pay to go someplace. And then somebody feels the need to stand up and shake their booty throughout the show in front of me, and I can't see what's going on.
Are you talking
really
about
irritating.
Jeff? Are you talking about Jeff? He's always doing that. So, if you decide that you want to come down and you want water while you're down there, we do have a sponsor who's provided water, and actually most of the sale proceeds go straight back into providing live music. So there you go.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk more about the vendors that are there. We're going to take a break right now.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It is 820 KCNR, 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. It is 76 degrees in Reading on a Thursday. This weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and when we hit the triple digits, it will be cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
And we're here this morning with John Thompson and Jeff Kaiser from the city of Anderson. And we're talking all things great about what to do on Wednesday night at the Mosquito Serenade. So, John, it starts...
Starts next week, so it's coming right up. You just got to make plans. I looked at my wife last night and I said, this is our last Wednesday night, just sitting around the house. We're going to be down there grooving. And she said, yep, it looks fun.
Yes,
so
right.
Next Wednesday, Decades, we'll kick it off. And we have a great opener, so come early so you can get a good seat. Bring your blanket, bring your cooler, bring your family, and just get ready to dance and watch Jeff shake his booty out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to watch that.
That's even free.
time. I'm going to make sure I know where he's doing that so I'm not sitting behind him.
There you go.
Blocks my view.
Hey, but we've talked about what goes on. Really only three simple things we ask. No smoking, no dogs, no glass products, so nobody breaks a bottle and we have a, you know, a little dangerous spot for people.
Exactly,
to walk
no
through.
Glass.
But yeah, get down there, come dance, enjoy the music, have a great time, bring your family. There's something for everyone.
And remember, on July 3rd, the venue will not be at the Anderson River Park. It'll be over at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in conjunction with all of that. So that, mark it on your calendar Wednesday nights from here through the summer. It's always cooler. Even in Anderson, it's cooler than it is because of all the concrete and stuff in Redding. When I drive home, I live just a block off the river, and as I turn down my street, I can watch that thermometer in my car just kind of start dropping. Doom, 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 doom. Because it's always cooler right down by the river.
And your stress level also. It just kind of fades away next to that river.
Mm-hmm. It does. It absolutely does. I must say, we don't take nearly enough advantage of that river in Shasta County.
Oh, it's one of our amazing landmarks. And I've had company come to visit, and they're like, let's go sit outside on the river and have lunch. And I'm thinking, we have, like, not a lot of options there. So here's a great way to take advantage of that.
And that's something we need to work on. We've got the perfect spot there, Jeff.
We are working on it. We're finishing up a master plan right now. But, you know, come early. Come walk the trail along the river. There's a lot of those opportunities right there in the park. And
a lot of people are unaware of what a great trail that we have down there at the Anderson River Park. I know my grandsons and I, the last time we went on it, we were out for like 2.5 hours meandering through the back of that wonderful, just unimproved, natural atmosphere that is the Anderson River Park.
And there's also great playgrounds for kids. Also, remember, we're the stretch of river that's open for fishing this year. So a lot of fishing boats out there. And we also have a crowd of boats that kind of nose in right behind the amphitheater and sit in their boats right on the river and listen to the concert,
you
too.
You could float to the concert.
There
I mean, seriously, come.
Tube it down. No.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
If you're worried about
idea.
Parking, you know, which is never a problem, just float down the river and kind of nose in. And
needs one guy with a pickup to get the docking thing there.
That'd be sweet.
Perfect.
You know, if you have young kids and you think, oh, this is an event, you know, for older people. No, there's this playground you're talking about. You can hear the music just fine. We've created a way to hoist the speaker, so now it's shooting over that knoll. The knoll used to kind of suck up all the sound, but now you can be back there playing with your kids in the playground, and you can hear what's going on quite well. So,
oh, fantastic.
You know, I think one other important thing to hit here is this concert is brought to the public, to the region, 100% by donation and our sponsors. So that's critical. The community provides this concert. And, you know, 34 years of them doing that. We have, you know, great sponsors. We're always looking for more, though. So anybody out there interested, contact John or I. But, you know, so we go out and we get sponsors. And we do one other unique thing we've always done. About the third song in, we pass the bucket. And you'll see some of us going around with the bucket. People throw a buck or two in there. And that really does help pay and bring the quality talent we're looking for.
You know, and the more important part of that is I for many years passed that bucket. I used to go with Harry and Marge and have my, you know, we had bottles, we had cans, we had all kinds of things. But the camaraderie that you build as you go through the community, and that lets everybody from the people that just really couldn't afford to be there right up to the people that could sponsor the whole thing, but it lets everybody be a part of it and throw in whatever they want to feel, and they feel like they have donated something to it. And I'm amazed. Everybody tries to dig in, and whether it's a quarter or a $20 bill, everybody's contributing to it, and I think that's a great thing.
Oh, it's awesome. But it's also a great time where we interact with the crowd a little bit. We get ideas for bands, and people have seen an act or something. So it's a fantastic thing all the way around, but it really is the community help providing the concert.
They're taking ownership of it.
Yeah, it's a partnership, mm-hmm. and there's not a lot of things in this world left like that anymore, so we're very proud of that.
And as you go to these concerts and you hear the names of the businesses that have sponsored these different bands and what have you, and if you enjoyed those bands, next time you're in their business, or just call up that business and tell them, hey, you know what? We really appreciate that you sponsored that band at the Mosquito Serenade, or you see one of them in the community. Let those businesses know that you're aware they sponsored it, and we try to put them. Some signs up, mm-hmm. and then support those people that are supporting activities for you.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
If people want to view this online, is there a place where they can get a list of that?
You bet. City of Anderson website, right on the left-hand side on the homepage, you'll see 2015 Mosquito Serenade, and it'll take you right to our lineup and anything else you need to know.
Great. So if they're interested in seeing coming and supporting a certain band, they can see all that there on your website.
Yes,
great.
They can.
I mean, we've had, you might ask, how many people really go to this, you know, and it's never less than 1,000. It's always a pile of people. And sometimes I've seen up to 2,500 people there on some of these closing nights. And, you know, if we can, we want in the ramp up plan, we want to be able to get to the point where we're recording what's going on stage, not only live audio, but possibly some TV style recording things. So you might see a jib in the future or something, you know,
of
just that fun, because these bands want to put their stuff on YouTube. And if it's really that high of a quality and that well attended, they're going to be like, this rocks. We want our fans to see this.
And they're playing in such a beautiful spot too. I mean, to get paid to come out there and entertain all these folks in a beautiful venue like that.
Well, and that's the feedback we get from a lot of our bands that are traveling throughout the area. There's not a lot of venues like this.
Right,
where you play
right.
on the edge of a river in an amphitheater to a crowd. And our dance crowd, we have a huge dance floor with a huge dance crowd. And that gets the band into it, gets
energy.
The people
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
And again, you have kids out there. We have I have an autistic child, so we have a huge special needs following too. There is something for everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
really important to us yeah. in the city, that this is a family fun event. Everybody's welcome. Just come out and have a great time with us.
And you know, your kids can feel a little bit independent because they can kind of be a little bit away from mom and dad, but mom and dad has got their eye on them the whole time. And so they can really get out there and play, and it kind of self-controls itself where they don't get out of line or anything.
That's right.
But it is. It's a marvelous venue. And I kind of always like to throw a little history in. You know, the Anderson River Park is unique in that that's how this entire complex that we have down there has been put together by the community. You know, the soccer fields, those were all built by the soccer league selling candy bars and made a loan from the city of Anderson, which they do, and I'm assuming still do, to these different organizations for improvements. And then through the candy sales and through the concessions for soccer, that was all paid back. Same thing with the baseball fields and the little league stuff, the tennis courts, the whole regime down there. The Kiwanis has been very involved. Anderson Rotary with the Scout Hall. This park is really a community-owned, community-built, City of Anderson Fish and Wildlife, you know, partnership that has really incorporated the soul of that community for many, many years.
Many, many years. And I think you hit on something very important. That park is a partnership. Anderson Flyers, they have a miniature airport out there that's not overly known, but they maintain that 100%. Without them, it wouldn't be there. Rotary has built not only Scout Hall, they've built the gazebo. They've recently went back and just done new HVAC in Scout Hall for us. So it's even a better venue in the summer. The kitchen's been redone.
There's a marvelous pit that no one is aware of down there that was put in by, I'm going to say operating engineers, but it was one of the union groups that it's a buried pit down there that a lot of people don't even know is there. You can do a pig, you can do all of this great stuff down in the underneath. We got the bocce ball court.
Bocce ball,
Italy.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, and what's so great about all of this is it never was an impact on the citizens of Anderson to pony up tax dollars to build these things. Every bit of it has always been built by the community, the wildlife, Shasta Wildlife.
Shasta Wildlife Refuge. Yeah.
Shasta Wildlife Refuge. Another little thing tucked in the back there that a lot of donations, a lot of us worked really hard to put that all in there.
Wow.
Where we can take all of this wildlife and they're rehabilitated, put back in. Again, all volunteers down there doing their thing, hidden back in the corners of the park. And it's not all concrete, and it's not all covered up. And what I love about it the most is it has a limited number of don't signs. National parks, those things, don't is the key word.
At 8:31, let's take a quick look at Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. There, it's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I get my haircut. And, guys, it's where you should get your haircut, too. It is Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Cypress Square Barbershop, 244-9478. Check them out. They're a proud sponsor of this radio show. More Free Fire Radio coming up right after this.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Home with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance with a special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And at 8:35, this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more. Excuse me, at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room, KCNR1460.com, or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I just want to say a final thank you to Jeff Keiser and John for coming in and talking to us about the Mosquito Serenade. And remember to be sure and mark that on your calendar for every Wednesday through the summer down at the Anderson River Park. Sharon, we've got some new guests in the studio.
We do, Trish, and I want to welcome Amanda Kakuta and Denise Harrington from Healthy Living at Home. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And for those of you that aren't familiar with Healthy Living at Home, my company, Home Helpers, we do the non-medical home care for seniors and families. And Healthy Living at Home recently opened up. It's been about 9 months. And there, you guys are doing some medical care at home that a lot is covered by Medicare. And I think there's still a lot of families that don't realize fully what your agency does and what kind of services that you can bring in under a doctor's prescription that are paid for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you could highlight a little bit of those for us and tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Amanda.
Healthy Living at Home, like Sharon said, has been here in Reading for about 9 months. As a company as a whole, we're one of the largely privately owned home healthcare agencies in California and started in San Jose and recently moved up to the North State. And like Sharon said, we can provide the skilled side of home health services in the home. So we can have a nurse, a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, speech therapist, social worker, and a home health aide, and also a behavioral health nurse come out and see patients in their home. All of those services are 100% covered by Medicare with a doctor's prescription.
This is so important to a lot of us here in the North State. I've, as Sharon knows, a history of working with
seniors. And, you know, Trish was asking me earlier, so I know that it's paid for by a doctor's prescription. And so if you have a family member that has had a decline, and
yeah,
a lot of families
absolutely.
Don't realize this, you know, before a hospital stay, lots of people
right.
get a home health prescription after an incident. A fall,
right.
you know, a stroke or something like that where there's been a hospitalization. But what I think a lot of people don't realize, and I educate a lot when I'm out in homes, is if we just have seen a decline, maybe
yeah,
there was
absolutely.
A fall that we didn't actually go to the doctor for even,
right.
or another medical issue that has arisen without even a hospital stay, with a doctor's prescription, we can get some of this care ordered in the home and really support that senior as they're kind of recovering back to get independent again.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It's really important that if your loved one has a decline, please take them to the physician and have them write an order for home health. We can provide, like Amanda was saying, home health aide can come out and help with bathing, can help with different range of motions. We can have the nurse come out and help with medication administration and make sure that they're taking their medications correctly, which is very, very important. Because sometimes those falls happen because they're not taking medications correctly or they're dehydrated. They're not drinking enough fluids. And we can all help with that. The physical therapist can help with strengthening and help increase their ambulation, their walking, and it's just all kinds of different things. We do have a social worker who is fabulous, and she helps with resources, and we're a fabulous team, and I tell you, our main goal is to help the patients achieve their maximum potential, whatever that may be, and all of our nurses are loving.
You know, the most important part for me of the picture is that there's for the quality of life for a senior that can remain in their home and have that little bit of help that Sharon can offer through her services or the specialized help, but stay in their home. Once we have to put our seniors into the rehab centers for an undisclosed amount of time or into a care facility, that quality of life and everything that, you know, it deteriorates. I know we have great facilities if that has to be, but if we can keep those seniors in their homes, in their environment, by bringing in these services and they can get their health care coverage or Medicare to cover it, that's huge. Because it's cheaper for society, it's the quality of life for the senior, for the family, it's major. And so to know that is available, I think that's huge.
It is, and you know, I think one of the things that I remember reading years ago was Medicare did a study, they wanted to be able to quit paying for rehab and recuperative care, and they got up to the age of 105 and could not prove in their own study that rehab ever quit working. So they abandon their own study. And so there is documented proof that it doesn't matter how old you are or what has happened. If you have a recuperative program, a therapy through an agency like Healthy Living at Home, and you do the exercises and you do work with your therapist, you can improve. And Medicare will support that as long as you're recovering. It's a temporary service. It's, right. You know, what? 3 to 4 weeks or somewhere around there.
60 days.
Yeah. And so, you know, Medicare's not going to pay for long-term care, but when we have these issues, these ups and downs as we age and go through different things, and even mourning periods when someone loses a spouse and they're, you know, the decline is from something like that. It doesn't even have to be a physical issue. You know, Medicare will help with behavioral health nurses, a psych nurse to come in. And I think so many families, the kids panic, something happened and they want, then all of a sudden they want to move someone out. And they don't realize what services are available that will be covered.
And a lot of seniors, because if you didn't take out long-term care that covers institutionalization early in life, as you age, it's very expensive. A lot of jobs are prohibitive of getting that long-term care. And so not a lot of seniors have real good insurance. A lot of us have in-home care that will kick in after Medicare.
Right.
And so those insurances that are out there that will provide for in-home care after Medicare is done, I know they cover sharing services. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they would cover yours as well.
Mm-hmm. Can people use, like, it after Medicare stopped paying? Will long-term care reimburse for any of your...
No, okay. We primarily just bill through Medicare. But Medicare will certify on 60-day periods. So as long as there's a skilled need for us to be out there, we can continue to be out there. Mm-hmm. So if we're out there for 60 days and there's a new wound that develops or the patient falls right at the end of that, we can recertify them for another 60 days through their Medicare. Mm-hmm. So as long as there's a skilled need out there and there's rehab potential or we can show that progress can still be made, then we can still stay out there in the home.
Well, I think that's great because I know just recently I've had several of the seniors from down at the senior center who, just a little bit more, I could have kept them in their homes. And once they end up in the institutions, and I said sound depressing, but my history has been that a lot of times that just kind of takes away that will, and things change so dramatically if mm-hmm. we have to take them out of their surroundings.
And
it's better for everybody if we can keep them at home.
And the other thing I want to hit on while you ladies are here that I think families need to know is when the prescription's getting written for home health, we have a right to request where we want that prescription to go.
Absolutely.
As consumers and as Medicare covered aging seniors. So, you know, when people are getting discharged from the hospital and they're going to order home health, or they hear about this on the show and they go to their doctor and their doctor wants to refer them to a certain agency that he or she works with, they can request Healthy Living at Home. They can say, I heard these ladies.
Yes,
this is where I want to go. I liked what I heard. And I think many times people don't realize that we are consumers of even Medicare covered. We can request where we want those prescriptions going.
Right.
And so let me just say to the seniors out here that are listening, okay, get a piece of paper and a pencil because you're feeling great right now. And you're going dancing tonight and you're going to a computer class. Take a little minute, write down a couple of phone numbers and names and put them in your wallet or next to your place. And when we come back from this break, we're going to give you two phone numbers. I want you to write them down, put them, if something happens to me, call these people. So because we don't do that often enough.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, June 4th in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my very special guest, Rick Hill, on guitar. How about some romance on the river with a very special menu? Call for reservations now at 243-3377. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m., Thursday, June 4th.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
12 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. We continue with one more segment of Free Fire Radio with, you've heard of Lewis and Clark. We have Clark and Clark.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I just want to remind everyone that this is the first Sunday of the month coming up. So there is the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center from 8 to 11 on the first Sunday of every month. Come down and join us and get a great breakfast for $5 and meet all your friends. And it is a community breakfast. They'll bring the kids. And we are now joined with our guests here in the studio that are talking about home health care for seniors. Sharon.
Yes, we are. We're just wrapping up with Amanda and Denise from Healthy Living at Home and just chatting about what kind of care you can bring into the home and help our seniors as they, you know, have a issue as aging progresses. We have our ups and downs, and what Medicare will pay for and how to get access to these services. Because as I know, owning home helpers and being out in the homes often to do assessments, many times families are just not aware of what's available out there.
So now everybody's got their pencil and paper ready, so we're going to come off with a couple of phone numbers. So we've got home helpers, and the phone number is?
My office number is 226-8350, and that's for home helpers.
And Healthy Living at Home, our phone number is 605-3731.
Okay, so now you seniors, we're going to do it one more time. I want you to take this, write it down, put it next to your phone. I can't begin to tell you how many times we get phone calls down at the Senior Center, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and they don't know. They don't know where to look. They don't know. So be productive here and be self-starting and
right.
Arrange for your own life. Take a little responsibility.
Make a plan. If you're going to age in Shasta County, these are the resources.
These
are
the resources
about.
You need. So again, home helpers
is 226-8350.
And?
And Healthy Living at Home is 605-3731.
Okay, yes. Now I've given you all the things you always say you never get the information, so now you've got to have written down those numbers by now.
And Amanda, if they are interested in learning more about Healthy Living at Home, what are some of the qualifiers that someone needs to access your services?
To be able to qualify for home health, you need, number one, a doctor's prescription, and have to have a current appointment with your physician. And also, you need to be considered homebound, which a lot of people, I think, get confused on the homebound status. That doesn't mean that you are bound to your home and can never leave, or bound to a bed. That means that you're not driving yourself all over the place, not going to Wind River, things like that. But you can still go grocery shopping, you can still go to church, you can still do the daily necessities of life.
If someone is taking you, but you can't take yourself.
Right.
So, for us taxpayers, this is a Medicare paid for benefit to people that really can't get that care themselves
anywhere
out in the community. So
absolutely,
we need to bring it in to help our seniors maintain their independence. So, and if you have questions about this, you know, give Healthy Living at Home a call. It's a great agency. I know a lot of the folks they have working there, and we do a lot of referrals through my company. And our goal is to keep our senior independent, all of us in this room right now. And aging is a process, and you have your ups and downs. And like Trish said, to be prepared, we hope we all just pass away in our sleep, and that's the end of it. But it's only 7% of us. The rest of us are going to have some ups and downs. So it's really important to be proactive in that process.
And you don't know because, I mean, we do all kinds of things in this community. I think we're very involved with the senior population, the veteran population. There's a lot of opportunities, and this is a great place to be aging and be retired.
Sure,
and there's
sure
so much going on. And I so encourage all of the seniors to get out and take advantage of all the marvelous venues that are here to keep you involved. I mean, there's no excuse for, oh my gosh, there's nothing to do, I can't go anyplace. There's rides available, there's places to go, there's senior centers, there's activities every place. But doggone it, from day to day, things happen. You have a fall. It can be a simple thing. Even if you're young, you turn around, you run smack dab into something, or you trip over something in a parking lot. All kinds of stuff happens. And so be prepared to take the best care of yourself, get back on it, and keep moving.
Absolutely.
Anything
else you ladies want to add before we wrap up?
Yes, I'd just like to say that we are not just here in Redding. We go all the way to Chico, and we go all the way to Mount Shasta. So we can cover you in whatever area you're at. Thank you.
Perfect.
That's great.
That's great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Excited when Sharon was telling me about this, because that's the other piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely.
About I'm an advocate for keeping those seniors in their home.
And that's our goal. We really want people to be able to be comfortable and be in their home, because we all know that's where we would prefer to be.
There is no place like home.
No.
Absolutely. So thanks, ladies, very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Sharon, I've missed you.
I know. Now the first Thursday of next month, is that the 4th of July? It is. Are we going to be in here? I don't know. We'll have to see if we're here the first Thursday.
I don't know whether we are or not.
Yeah,
I think probably that's a best of or something.
Yeah, Carl tried to bump us today, but you know, we had to fight back for it.
Oh, I know.
I
do the Thursday show on a regular basis, as most of you know. And I have to laugh because the radio station next to us, when I wasn't here for he said, God, he couldn't find Thursday for forever. It was like 2 months with no Thursday because I didn't do it. And then on the first Thursday of every month, Sharon and I do the show, and we're enjoying doing it.
We are. And then Carl and Linda can have a day off together. We hope that they take it and do something fun, and they know that the show's in good hands, or so we try to tell them it is.
and we hope that if they're listening, that we haven't offended anybody too badly.
You'll never tell them.
I'll never tell them.
Well, actually, you did.
I did. Well, yes, yes. Well, that was it was one of those awkward moments when the boss goes, "So everything go okay?" Okay, if I don't say
well, welcome to live radio.
I mean,
stuff happens when one opens one's mouth and gosh,
few people know that better than. Few people know that better than I do.
Bob's never had to push the delay button for us.
No. At that point, he should have in the last show, but he was so stunned.
Now you're going to make people wonder what you said.
I know, but I'm never going to tell. If they missed it, I'm glad.
It was nothing obscene.
It was nothing obscene. It was just oh my God, one of those moments.
Foot and mouth disease.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, there's a lot going on in Reading that we didn't talk about, and I've kind of looked through some of the papers, again, I'll hearken back to my trip and 7 weeks across the United States.
Weren't you glad to come home, though?
I was.
I love to travel, but at the end of the day, to be back in Reading, you know, I'm always ready to leave and get a break and go new places, but there's something so familiar and comforting to come back and to my familiar environment, to my amazing town, and invest in myself again, and it makes me so thankful for home.
As you're driving, the beautiful scenery, and there's nothing in the world more beautiful than the drive I-5 from Anderson up to Reading, and you're looking at the mountains, and you're surrounded by that beautifulness
To be reminded, it is a beautiful town. Even when it's driving me absolutely up the wall, it's a beautiful town.
It is. And, you know, sometimes to get that perspective amazing it is, you need to leave a little bit and come back.
You do. And I hear you guys saying town and Reading, and I always, you know, I'm the person who jumps in and says area and Shasta County and North State. Because we don't all live in Reading.
That's right.
Half of us don't live in Reading.
Yes.
And so it's Shasta County, and God bless all of us, because it's a great place to live.
It sure
I sit corrected.
Yeah, I do that to Carl all the time, because I'm always reminding them that not everybody, you know, come on. And of course, I've been known for a while now about being a rooter for the South County, and there's a lot of us who live down there and enjoy that. So great things going on all over
Shasta
County.
And it's
going
to be a great weekend to get out and enjoy all the things that we're talking about on the show.
Even if it does bump the triples, yes, get out and enjoy. I mean, the lake water is finally warming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Take some hikes, get outside.
Absolutely. You know, I'm amazed when I hear people say, again, nothing to do in Shasta County. You've got to be kidding me. I can look, and I can never find time to be at every place I want to be. Last weekend, I missed two things that I wanted to do, and I was busy the whole weekend. But then when I went, oh, my gosh, I didn't get out there. Look in the paper. Look in the North State. I mean, they give great information. Go online. Look at any of the organizations. Sharon and I were talking earlier about the Elks Lodge. Check out that venue. My gosh, there's great things going out there. And if you're not a member, you should be. It's all kinds of places that we can do and see. And if nothing else, gosh, you know, when I just get really overwhelmed, we were talking about the Anderson River Park earlier. I just drive down there all times of the day and night, get out of my car, go sit on the bench, and watch that river.
Water is very soothing, therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. The fish are jumping. The birds are flying. What's not to love about living in the North State?
We take a lot of clients down to that area, and it is just very serene and it's very safe still down there. You know, we've had our challenges up in Reading at the River Trail, but, I mean, I haven't heard any issues down for you guys, so it sounds like it's still a real safe environment to go down to and visit.
You know, we do have our issues, and we're not immune to it, but I give kudos to the administration down there in Anderson. We've got a police chief, a fire chief, a city manager down there that are working together to solve and deal with the businesses, all of that homeless impact and what have you. It's a community on the move. Keep that in mind if you've got a business and you want to go someplace. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Have a
great day. Look for us next Thursday. And again, this is Free Fire Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
On KCNR, Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. ISIS using water as a weapon in Iraq's western Anbar province. A provincial official says the terrorists have cut the flow from a dam they control on the Euphrates River. It threatens irrigation systems and water treatment plants in areas controlled by ISIS opponents. Boston's police commissioner says it's all right there on the video. William Evans describing terror suspect Usama Rahim's deadly encounter with police captured on surveillance video.
It shows our officers walking up to this individual with no guns and then within seconds retreating. Five policemen backtracking, and witnesses in their accounts asking this and demanding him to drop his weapon, and it left him no choice.
He tells NBC's Today Show officers fired after Rahim came at them with a large military-style knife. Also at SRNNews.com,